And joining us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines to look back at her season, look back at the Red Dragons season so far, is Paige Sermonero. And Paige, thanks so much for the time. You have burst onto the scene here and have made such an immediate impact right from the beginning. How rewarding does it feel helping your team find so much success that you've all qualified for NCAAs?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's honestly amazing. It's nothing like I expected college golf to be. We are just, our team is doing so well, and it's so rewarding to be able to experience it with them, especially since golf is such an individual sport. It's awesome having teammates and being able to work together, shoot our lowest score, so it's awesome.
You took the thought right out of my brain, quite frankly, and I feel like I ask golfers this question a lot, though, because it is such an individual sport, yet obviously the team aspect is so important, too. So, you know, knowing that your score led the way last week at the Northeast Women's Golf Conference Championship, but the team has also, you know, done enough to qualify for NCAAs. I mean, what was the celebration like? But in some ways, what was it like knowing that, hey, you guys are all going to nationals?
Oh my, it was such a good feeling. It was so rewarding after, especially, it was a long 2 days, 18 holes, both days. It takes a lot out of you. Golf is pretty tough mentally. So after, it was just nice to relax and be able to celebrate that we're going to experience something so exciting as NCAAs together. And yeah, it was awesome.
Well, as I said, last weekend, you took the top spot at the Northeast Women's Golf Conference Championship. It was a 2-day total of 157. You won by 5 strokes. What was working for you on Saturday and Sunday up in Rexford?
My scores weren't really that different, only off by 1 stroke. But I feel like Sunday I putted a lot better than I did Saturday, which definitely helped save me a good amount of strokes, I'd say. My driving was good both days. I tend to hit it pretty straight. But no, my putting was definitely on the second day. Not saying it wasn't on Saturday, but it helped me sink a few birdies and pars that I may not have had the previous day.
You know, you won a boatload of weekly honors throughout the course of your first year here. You're the league's golfer and rookie of the year. So what has been the recipe for success for you this season? What in particular has been a staple to your game?
Definitely, I really enjoy the way Coach DeCenza runs our practices. So golf is weird where not everyone is always going to need to practice the same thing. So he really does a great job catering to what each of us need to work on individually in our practices. So recently he's been having me work on my chipping and my short game, and I think it's actually helped a ton, especially him dedicating so much time to make sure that I individually know what I need to work on, and it's helped a lot.
Paige Sermonero with us here on BTL, freshman golfer for the SUNY Cortland women's golf team. She and the Red Dragons have qualified for NCAAs, and Paige taking first at the Northeast Women's Golf Conference Championship last weekend. We were talking for a minute before we came on the air here, and I mentioned, hey, you know, Cortland golf has had so many great competitors over the years, and it looks like right now you're on that same sort of path. So I'm wondering what brought you to Cortland, and also what's made this program so competitive each of the last few seasons.
Definitely Coach DeCenza, like I mentioned, he's awesome. My teammates are great. I really like that this is a pretty sports-centered school, and I think they care a lot about even sports with few members such as golf, and it really helps make the experience a million times better for me.
What made you get into competitive golf to begin with?
My dad plays growing up, and I also live on a golf course, which is pretty convenient to just go out and practice in my backyard. So, yeah, but my dad really got me into it. He's been playing for a while.
So at what point did you realize that this was something that you would go on to do here at this level, you know, at SUNY Cortland?
Yeah, I love playing in tournaments. I love competing. I like the, the adrenaline and everything that comes with being in a competition. That's my favorite thing ever. Obviously, practicing isn't everyone's favorite thing to do, but I've really opened up my mind to, you know, thinking more positively about practice and that it's going to make me better. So, yeah.
What do you work on the most? And what's the one part of your game you spend the most time trying to get better at?
I probably work on my putting the most. That's why it's one of my strongest parts of my game. But recently I have been, like I said, working on my short game and the shots that are really going to, you know, make my scores lower.
Obviously, golf is one of those sports that anybody can play basically at any level, at any age, and everything like that. But this might be a crazy question. How mentally strong do you have to be to play, especially so competitively and at a national level like you currently are now?
Yeah, no, mentally golf is tough, and it really separates the good players from the great players. Like hitting a bad shot and being able to just like shake it off and say, okay, you know what, that was bad, but the next one is going to be 10 times better, and I'm going to really stick this one. And we're not worrying as much about strokes and kind of just focusing on your game shot by shot and really taking everything slow and concentrating is probably the main part of golf, in my opinion. And I think that, like I said, separates good from great.
I got to ask, what's the marquee shot from the season so far?
I sunk a really long putt. It has to be like, 40-something feet the second day of the conference championships. And that was just, it was for birdie. And I really needed it. And I think, like I said, it really helped me, you know, get my head back into it and say, okay, you know what, this is going to be a good round.
Incredible. Man, I wish I could do something like that. And speaking of, you know, just little amateur me who's not very good at golf, but everybody always wants to know, have you ever hit a hole-in-one? So I ask you, have you ever hit a hole-in-one before?
I actually have. I had my one and only hole-in-one when I was, I have to say, younger. I think I was like 13, maybe 12, 13, around there. And it was at a course at Pinehurst, North Carolina. I'm not sure which, I don't remember which one it was, but it was a 6-iron from like 130, 120. I was younger, so I wasn't hitting it as far. And my dad actually watched it go in. I couldn't see over the hill, but it was really exciting.
That's incredible.
I'm glad he got to share that with me, which is great.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. I want to pivot back to what's coming up for you and your teammates, because obviously NCAAs, you've qualified for that. It's coming up here in the second week of May. So what is the mindset going into obviously the biggest tournament of the season?
Yeah, so we leave Saturday, May 7th, and we're staying for a week in Houston. The first 2 days we're practicing, and then the tournament is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 54 holes, and if we make the cut, we go into Friday and play. And we're gonna try our best, obviously, but like we always try and keep our morale high going into it. We're not gonna set too many expectations. I think personally we are gonna do well, but you know, just gonna enjoy it and have fun. And it's our last tournament of the year, so.
What's it gonna be like for you, especially being a first year here, getting to play on that sort of big stage? Like, what is the mindset for you, and how are you feeling going into it?
I'm so excited. I would lie if I said I wasn't a little nervous, because it is a pretty big stage, but it's gonna be a lot of fun. Like Danielle, I never got to meet Danielle, but she went last year and played, and just being able to go with my whole team now this year is gonna be amazing.
That's awesome. Well, Paige, good luck here in a couple of weeks. And as I said a couple of minutes ago, it's been a great season for you especially, and also a great season for your team as well. We can't wait to see how you do down there in Texas. And we really appreciate a couple of minutes. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.